Here with us today is a group, portions of which, or maybe all of which, I saw at Pittsburgh International Children's Festival back in May of last year. And I'm so glad they are here. They're good friends of SLB. And if what you're about to hear is anything like the sound check, I'm going to tell you that I'm not responsible if you're driving for any speeding tickets you might get. Let's welcome Nigeos.
I was born about 10,000 years ago in Belmullet in the county of Mayo. It was me that chased the vermin while St. Patrick preached the sermon, and I'll whoop the man that says it isn't so. Singing rightful tooraladdie tooralee, there is no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. I saw Eve go picking apples off a tree. She came over and she offered one to me. I turned and said, dear madam, go try your luck with Adam. I'm going home to have some fish and chips and tea. Singing rightful tooraladdie tooralee, there is no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. I taught Samson how to use his mighty hands. I showed Columbus how to find this land. And for Pharaoh's little kids, I went and built the pyramids. And to Sahara, I carried all the sand. Singing rightful tooraladdie tooralee, there is no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you're tired, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. It was during World War II I met them all. There was Roosevelt and Churchill and De Gaulle. Then one day I nearly fainted. I was having my house painted. There was Hitler hanging paper in the hall.
Oh my God!
Singing rightful tooraladdie tooralee, there is no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you're tired, you won't find a bigger lie. I've been lying since the dawn of history.
One more time.
Singing rightful tooraladdie tooralee, there is no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you're tired, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. Thank you.
there. You've got Na, Gales, and poor Gerard is just I was looking for a bass for a minute there.
It's hard on my rotator cuff, I'll tell you.
I can only imagine he was playing guitar on that song. Haley was doing the imaginary dancing that I hope you could see in your mind's eye as you're listening, and playing a lot of percussion. And you also heard David Yates doing accordion, and the vocal, that was kind of a neat song. The vocal number that began with Charles May was doing that. Who wrote that first song?
I first heard that from Tommy Makeup. I'm not sure if he wrote the song, but he's the first performer I heard do it.
Yeah.
Clancy Brothers, we based it off of their recording.
Yeah, I've never heard that song, and I really enjoyed it. That would be fun to folk process, too, and take into the, you know, late 20th century.
We saved that for election season.
Yeah. When you said Samson in one of the earlier verses, I heard Simpson for a minute, and I was thinking Homer Simpson, O.J. Simpson, what's going to go on here? And then I tuned in a little better and realized, I think when you said strength, I immediately realized I had misheard. Gales has a number of things going on. I think the the one coming up very soon is at the Schenley Park Skating Rink Banquet Room to benefit Bob O'Connor. That's tonight, it looks like.
Yes, it is.
I was looking all over here, and it's tonight. And what a nice thing. If you did not know Bob O'Connor, great man, longtime Pittsburgh City Councilman, and sadly a very short time mayor of the city of Pittsburgh. He passed away very unexpectedly after his election. His son, Corey, is a council person for the city, very much his own man, but very much his father's son. And tonight, Matt Craig is going to perform. Also, Nagale. Is it Clan Nagale or Nagale?
No, that's a different band.
Oh, really? I see that.
My friend Ray Werner helped put this together. Ray from Hooli.
Yes.
And he always calls us Clan Nagale.
Ah, interesting. And then Mike Gallagher performs at 9, and then a closing at 10. And I'm looking for where you guys are playing.
Oh, we're at 8:30.
8:30.
8:40.
Okay, got it there. So look for them tonight. And this is going to be at the skating rink indoors, the banquet room at the skating rink in Schenley Park. And what a nice thing to do for Bob. Is this raising funds for anything?
I believe it is a fundraiser, but to be quite honest, all I ever worry about is music. So
yeah.
When someone asks me to come somewhere and play, I drop everything and go.
I'm sure the O'Connor family would not put their name
on. It is a benefit of some sort there, Larry.
A benefit. Well, there you go, and it will benefit you if you come to hear.
Found out about it sort of last minute, and it's because I guess they kind of dumped this on Ray to put it together.
You'll never go into politics.
Well, let's listen to another song. I want to be sure we get lots of music. And when we come back, we'll talk about other places you may be playing. Also get to meet each of you a little bit more formally. So here we go once again, the Gales.
She's come a calling, a calling, a calling. Wake up, farmers, the barn is burning down. And the rats come out in their hundreds, the cat she caught a plenty. She's caught the artful dodger, the dodger, the dodger. She spied him in the burning hay, the barn is burning down. Now the cat she had to hide her face behind the rat she's eating, so as not to show a smirk and later get a beating. The farmer trips on his dungarees and falls down the children singing, and we'll be sipping on boiled eggs, on boiled eggs, on boiled eggs. So open the chain and hose us down, we'll make it a dozen a day. But the roof is starting to crumble, sparks go up in the night sky. The dogs are wearing their chains down, their tails down, their tails down. The boys are thinking of cheating them, and they're passing the pail around. Now the cat, she had to hide her face behind the rat she's eating, so as not to show a smirk and later get to eating. The farmer trips on his dungarees and falls down the barn a-blazing, and back she's come a-calling, a-calling, a-calling. Back she's come a-calling, a-calling, a-calling. Back she's come a-calling, a-calling, a-calling.
Thank you.
Now, Gail's at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we need to get a little rub down or, you know, a little relaxation for you guys. These are some hard driving songs, and y'all sound great. Let's meet everybody so that you got a sense of the band. And we'll start with you, David Yates, playing accordion today among, I think, just accordion today so far.
Just a little bit of guitar work on the last song.
Yeah. So. Oh, did I miss that? See, I was looking.
That's
okay. No, I was looking. I had my back turned because I was trying to find more information about the benefit, and I was unable to. But it's all we know is it's tonight. If Ray Warner's doing it, I'm sure it's for a good cause. If Bob O'Connor is involved, I would not surprise me if it was for city sports or Schenley Park related activities. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yeah. I grew up in the North Boroughs. I grew up in Avalon. I believe you live in Bellevue, right?
I live in Avalon, actually.
Oh, you do?
What street did you grow up?
I grew up on Marie Avenue.
Okay.
So it was off of Birmingham. So off of North Birmingham.
Yeah, and we live on Malvern Road.
Yeah, I know. That's a nice street.
And thanks. And Marie is near the corner of Elizabeth and Taylor, which is one of my – there really are two –
No, that's not true, Larry, but that's okay.
Is it further?
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's
I'm,
good enough.
But there is. Oh yeah, I'm getting my streets. But you know that corner, don't you? Where Elizabeth and Taylor Street cross. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to take a picture of that and do something with it.
I don't kind of like it. I lived for a time in Southern California. Lived there. I spent three summers in Ohio in between doing my schooling. But then, and I lived in Eastern PA for about 8 years. But and now I live in the South Hills. I live in Brookline.
And how did you meet up with these guys?
Oh geez, we go back. We various things. Charles and I played in a swing band. My gosh, back in the '90s, I guess it was, and that was the Swing Shifters. We played together for I don't know how long that was.
7 years or so.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I forgot, but now I remember.
It was actually through them. It was one of our CD release parties that we met Gerard because Gerard was working with Paula and.
And the Newlanders, Paula Purnell and the
Newlanders. That was pre-Newlanders, though. That was
Busy Backs and
even newer
with
Landers.
With Amy Anity.
Or no, older Landers, not quite as Newlanders.
But then I worked with Gerard in the Newlanders and other projects as well.
Well, let's skip over to Gerard for a minute. You mentioned, were you raised in California?
No. I'm from Uniontown.
That's right.
I'm a Fayette County boy.
Okay, but you got out to California?
Yes, we moved to California in 1979. I even sold my guitars. I sold everything. We moved out there. I learned data processing by accident and got a good living, and we came back here in 1989.
I see. So you were one of the 79ers going out there to California with everybody else. I know that the next person sitting next to you, I know how she got involved, I think. This is Haley Rolfe, who was here performing 3 weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it's got to be fun playing with your dad. Have you done that growing up? Did you guys sing and do things together?
Yeah, it was a nice part of my growing up and stuff.
I think we've had lots of fun.
Yeah, yeah. We're having even more fun now because now I can actually sing.
Well, and she's doing all the percussion too. And then finally, Charles May, who is playing a bouzouki today, which kind of looks like a bouzouki, which is why it's called a bouzouki. If you look that up, at least
really?
That's what Tim O'Brien told me that, and I've got to believe he wouldn't lie to me. Yeah. But it's sort of like a mandolin with a long neck or a banjo with a poor idea of a circle. I don't know.
Yeah, if you think big mandolin, that pretty much captures it. And, you know, my wife is a cellist. This has the strings are just the same length as a cello, so it has that kind of timbre. I borrowed this instrument about a month ago, and I've just had a ball with it. So my friend Kathy loaned it to me, and she said I could keep it for a few weeks, and I've just had so much fun.
And eight strings, but not in pairs, or are they?
They are in pairs.
Oh,
so it sort of has that 12-string guitar sound where they're doubled. That kind of sound.
Excellent. And where are you from originally?
I grew up in Kansas City. And then I moved here to go to graduate school in the 90s and fell in love and stayed here.
Excellent. Fell in love with Pittsburgh or
fell in love with a woman.
Okay.
I've got my son Patrick here with me to prove
it. Oh, that's Patrick there in the corner. Patrick hasn't been bad. He's in the corner taking photos. That's why he's in the corner. Do you want to say anything? You're welcome to. No? Okay. And Mary,
he's smiling sweetly.
Mary's here too from McCandless. And we probably, we're going to have time for one or two more. We have about 10 minutes of radio time left. Are you guys playing anywhere else this month? I would hope.
Busy season.
Yeah. Do you know your schedule offhand or how people can get a hold of it?
We're performing twice on the 15th. Which is the Saturday right before
St. Patrick's
Day.
St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah, so the most accessible gig is going to be at the beer market right across from PNC Park on Federal Street. And that is at 12:30 right after the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Nice. They ought to close Federal Street that day and make a big party zone out of it.
I think it will be whether they close it or not.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe you can mention something to Mayor O'Connor's son tonight. It's not his jurisdiction, but he can put a bug in somebody's ear.
And later that evening, we'll be playing at the Irish Center.
That would be in
Squirrel Hill.
Squirrel Hill.
Yeah.
You know, I won't make it too long a story, but I always remember getting lost going to the Irish Center because I thought I knew where I was going and I wasn't. And Forward and Beechwood Boulevard can create this Twilight Zone effect.
Yeah. And Forward becomes Commercial Street, and technically that's the Irish Center has an address on Commercial, which I guess doesn't put it in Squirrel Hill, but that would put it in Swiss Home Park, I guess.
Yeah, use your GPS.
It's basically under as soon as you come out of the Squirrel Hill tunnels, heading out of town towards Monroeville, you can see it off to the left.
Yeah, and you wish that you could just parachute down to it,
especially in the summer with their swimming pool.
Yeah.
Open,
yes. This group is known as Nagales, and it's Gerard Rolfe and his daughter Haley Rolfe and her dad Gerard Rolfe. And David Yates and Charles May. I don't want to you guys competitive billing. So
we would be remiss if we didn't give a shout out to our boron player Richard. Yeah, Richard couldn't make it today.
Yeah, Richard. I hope your wife is feeling better, and I'm glad that you got your priorities in order. We miss having you here today.
Yeah, we do. We miss him.
Get back to us soon, buddy.
Plays Badron and also sings. Right.
Boron, I think, is how
it's
pronounced.
Is it Boron?
Yeah, Boron. It's something like that.
I didn't know that.
It's spelt like Bodron, but, you know, the Irish, they add all those consonants.
They add all those things.
Yeah.
I thought that was a kind of gas. I had no idea. Or like on the periodic chart, there's
They have no use for all those consonants, but they throw them in there.
Well, we'll take a listen once again, and I hope you'll enjoy them. If you do another pair like you've been doing before, we probably have time for one more, I have a feeling. Thank you for being here. One more pair. Mm-hmm. You know what
we've paired up songs with tune sets.
Yeah.
So we should do your song.
Okay.
This, Funny Ship. Again, is not Gales.
A diamond is a ship, my lads, for the Devil's Straits she's bound, and the cat is all garnished with blonde lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the oceans wide, where the sun it never sets, my lads, no darkness dims the sky. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lasses stand around, where the salt are pooled about them, and the salt is running down. Now don't you cry, my bonny lass, though you be left behind, for the sea will grow on Greenland shore before I change my mind. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Here's a health to the resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan, Here's a health to the bottler of Montrose and the diamond ship of fame. We'll wear the jackets of the blue and the trousers of the white. When we get home to Peterhead, we'll have sweethearts tonight. And it's
cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail. While the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
Now it'll be bright both day and night when the Greenland lads return, with a ship that's full of oils and money's for to burn. We'll make the bridles for to rock and the blankets for to tear, and every lass in Peterhead say hush-a-bye, my dear. And it's
cheer up, my lad, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
Nah, Gales, thank you. You guys are cooking this morning. You should see Haley and her dad. They're having fun. Everybody's singing well. And I hope people are going to see you. Do you think Richard may join you tonight? Or
well,
I guess,
really
yeah. And Richard, we missed. Yeah. Well, we missed you today. Look for Nick Gales on St. Patrick's Day, or on March 15th, the day that there will be a lot of celebration of same, as well as tonight at the Schenley Park Ice Rink. Thank you for being along with us today, and thank you to all of our guests, starting early this morning with Steve Bodner.